You're listening to Irish Sports Talk.
Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 270. Today is another mini episode, day number 82. We're talking about Notre Dame's tight end, Nick Wisher. Nick is a junior, 6'4", 245 pounds, from Midlothian, Illinois, and attended Marist High School. We'll be talking about some of his recruiting and then a little bit about his short time here at Notre Dame, and then also our expectations for him this upcoming season. So to get started with Randall, what can you tell us about Nick Wisher's high school days?
Well, he was actually very productive in high school as a tight end. He also played some defense. But as a tight end, he actually set the record for catches in a high school career for the state of Illinois. He had 237 catches in his high school career, which would have been he played 3 years. And those 237 catches went for 3,050 yards. So it's safe to say he made a big impact on his team while he was there. As a sophomore, he had 77 catches for 1,160 yards and 13 touchdowns. As a junior, his catches went up. He didn't get quite as many touchdowns. He had 89 catches for 1,100 yards and 5 touchdowns. Then as a senior, basically put up the same number, 86 catches for 1,044 yards and 10 touchdowns. But the difference as a senior, he also played quite a bit of defense. So, you know, he had about the same numbers as a tight end. But on defense, he had 48 tackles, 3 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, and 3 interceptions. So after I saw those numbers, I was thinking maybe if this Notre Dame defense needs a little bit of a boost, maybe they should try him out on that side of the ball. But he had his biggest game that year as a senior. He had 9 catches, 55 yards, or 155 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Played a lot of football, very productive. His sophomore year, he also played basketball and averaged 13 points and 9 rebounds, but I think he focused more on football the last couple of years of high school. But then coming out of high school, he's a 4-star recruit, and he was number 247 overall in the country as far as all positions. And then he actually didn't play his freshman season. He got a red shirt that year, and then I guess you got some of his stats since he's been at Notre Dame.
Yeah, he didn't, as far as a pass catcher, he really didn't make an impact until last year, and it really wasn't that big of an impact. First off, I wanted to discuss his size. So if you watch him on the field, he does look slenderer and maybe not as tall as the other tight ends, but either his bio is grossly incorrect, or then our eyes are deceiving us, because he's listed at 6'4", 245 pounds. Durham Smythe, our bulkier, you know, guy who can block, guy who can catch, is 6'4.5", 245 pounds.
The same.
So same weight. And Alize Jones is actually a little bit lighter, also 6'4.5", like Durham, and then 240 pounds. Now, he doesn't pass that eye test of being 6'4", so I'm guessing that might not be a very accurate height number. Maybe we can check with Matt Freeman, see if he has maybe more accurate measurements on that. But as far as last year was the first year, I actually don't know if he played on special teams as a sophomore. Do you know, Randall?
No, I don't.
Okay. But as far as pass catching numbers, he had 3 catches last year for 19 yards. Didn't have a touchdown. He did hit, but he played in 12 games. And he was relied on in the blocking game as well at times, especially when we were getting pretty thin there at tight end with some of the injuries facing there. As far as looking forward to this next season, this might not be his last season. I was thinking he was a senior. He still has a few years under his belt, so he could still make an impact even in years to come. But as far as this upcoming year, the point was made from the coaches, they want tight ends they can leave in for the whole series, guys that are great at blocking, great at catching. And I do think he'll see the field, but as long as Durham, Smythe, and Alizé stay healthy, I think those two guys are going to get the majority of the work as the primary tight end. Now, maybe when they have two tight end sets, you know, we might see Luatua and Wisher. We might see Wisher in there more in two tight end sets. But for the most part, if it's a single tight end set, I don't think Wisher's going to get much of a look there. But he could still be productive. You know, maybe when there's two tight ends and they, instead of blocking, they swing him out to catch the ball.
Well, as far as the weight, that's always been one of his issues at Notre Dame, is to try to keep that weight on, to bulk up and keep up with the other tight ends. He was actually, in high school, you know, all his stats he put up, he was at 215 pounds. And so when he came in, when he was a true freshman, he weighed 40 pounds less than the starting tight end Ben Koyak, and he weighed 60 pounds less than Troy Nicholas did when he started. So that's always been an injury, I think, that or issue. I think that's kind of held him back from getting more playing time, is just the bulking up part. And you know, he's listed at 245. I'm guessing by the time fall camp's over with and he's, you know, all the practice, I'm guessing that weight goes down quite a bit. Maybe that's why he looks a little bit smaller. 245, you know, those other guys, the other tight ends might be, you know, 245. That's just where they're at naturally, you know. And then Nick Wisher, you know, that's putting on some weight, and it probably isn't hard to lose that if, you know, without trying. But, he has had some injury. I mean, he was fighting some injuries last year. I mean, it wasn't anything too major, but I don't know. For me, I think he'll get a chance. He'll get some playing time, but there's just, with all the tight ends on the field right now, just be hard for him to get significant playing time.
Now, one other scenario where he might see some more significant playing time aside from injury is if Alizé Jones continues to struggle catching the ball. That definitely was the case last year. I don't expect it to be the case this year. I think Alizé is the most talented tight end that Notre Dame has by far, but that could happen.
Yeah. The only other thing I have on Nick Wisher, I don't know if you've ever seen his foundation that they have. He had a brother that was just older than him, Andrew Wisher, that actually died from cancer in 2013. And so his family has started the Andrew Wisher Foundation, and the website is actually Wish, Weish, number 4, and then ever.org. And actually, if you follow him on Twitter, at NickWisher82, I think there's a link. They have like their own Twitter account for the foundation. But he said that's always kind of been a motivation for him, to give it all he's got, be that all-around football player, because he had a brother that didn't have the chance that he did. And so that's always kind of been an extra motivation to be an all-around football player and be the best he can.
All right, very good. That's all we have for day number 82 tomorrow. Day number 81, we'll be looking at Miles Boykin. Thank you guys for listening, and go Irish.
Go Irish.